Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry here with our own Femi Oke, filling in for Adoree Adoji.
Good morning,
Femi. All eyes on London this morning, where Barack Obama and British Prime Minister Gordon Brown just concluded a news conference, one of many events taking place today. And a few moments ago, Gordon Brown, the British Prime Minister, had this to say.
Today, we, the G20 leaders, will begin our discussions. Tomorrow, we must make decisions. And that is what we will do.
But today and tomorrow, protesters from around the world are gathered in London to attempt to deliver a message to the G20 leaders, summit leaders of global capitalism attempting to address the financial crisis are going to be seen by protesters throughout the city of London. We want you to deliver a message to the G20 leaders. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. Join the protest. Maybe your message is one of positive encouragement for them, or maybe it's more critical. Certainly the messages in London are very, very critical. And joining us to talk about the sort of feel on the streets of London, where an unprecedented level of protest is expected today, is the BBC presenter for the Today program and correspondent Jack Izzard. He joins us from the streets of London. Jack, thanks for being with us.
Hey, good morning, John. It's a pleasure.
Now, I've heard a number of things. They're calling, for all kinds of changes to be made, including the end of global capitalism. It's a classic anti-globalization protest on some level, but there's also some theatricality here. And describe this group called the G20 Meltdown. What are they planning to do today?
Well, they are a pretty colourful bunch, as you say. They're one of three large coalitions who plan to demonstrate here in the City of London today. Now, of course, the City of London, for those of you who don't know, it's a bit like England's Wall Street. This is the financial heart of the British capital. I'm actually standing outside St Paul's Cathedral, an iconic building in London. Of course, it was here that Princess Diana and Prince Charles got married back in the 80s. But it's the banks, the financial institutions that are based around about these streets that are going to be very much the focus of the those protesters' attentions today. Now, as you say, G20 Meltdown, they are a large and fairly wide-ranging coalition of anti-war, anti-capitalist and anarchist protesters. Now, they're coming from four separate train stations around the City of London. They are going to march in four separate processions through the streets, staging what they call Financial Fool's Day. Now, what are they going to do? Well, each one of these processions is going to have a big street puppet at the front. It's going to be in the shape of a horse. They are calling these four horses the four horse folk of the apocalypse. So lots of colourful imagery. Now, they are saying that despite the large numbers of people they're expecting, the protest is going to be very peaceful. They want to attract people who've not necessarily demonstrated before, but their message is they think capitalism is not in crisis. They say capitalism is the crisis. These are anti-capitalists and anarchists. They are here. They're going to protest outside the Bank of England, which is a bit like our Federal Reserve. They're hoping to get their voices heard here across the UK and across the world.
Jack, any sense of the numbers of people expecting in the streets? And we have reports that certainly people in the financial sector there in the City of London, bankers and financial workers, have been told to keep a low profile today, expecting possible violence. What's the expectation from what you're hearing?
Well, very hard to gauge these things. Of course, the local print media have been full of fairly excitable stories about the city being on lockdown and the police fearing the worst. Certainly the police here in London taking no chances. They've got very large numbers of police officers due to be deployed over the next 2 days. Of course, the summit itself, the G20 summit, when all those world leaders will sit down around the table, is tomorrow. There's going to be a big security cordon around that. But today, of course, lots of police officers being deployed to try and keep the protesters away from those finance institutions. So the police here mounting a huge operation. They reckon the cost is going to run into the region of about $10 million.
Wow.
That gives you a sense of the commitment by the police. As for the numbers of protesters, well, hard to gauge, but of course it's a rare sunny day here in London today. That always favours the protesters. More people like to show up. They may well stick around for longer. Now, as I said, most of the groups due to be here today say they want to protest peacefully. It's going to be entirely good-natured, but the worry, the police have told me, is they feel there may be more extreme groups who try and hijack those peaceful protests. It may be they're bent right. on violence, and they may attack some of those banks and finance institutions.
Well, Jack, it's just getting started, and I'm wondering if there's any sense to know if this is going to feel at the end of the day, and maybe at the end of tomorrow, like a real groundswell reaction on the part of protesters from around the world to these world leaders, or if it's going to be just as symbolic and kind of ritualistic as the G20 summit itself, where there's often a lot of talk, but, you know, very, very little in terms of substance.
Well, good point. I mean, as you say, there is a school of thought which says these big international summits tend to be all about show rather than decision making, and the protests that normally go with them are often put in the same sort of category. Yes, whenever there's a gathering of world leaders like this, there are always groups who come out, they stage noisy protests, occasionally they spill into violence, but there is, as you say, an element of ritual. Whether or not they'll achieve anything, hard to say. Certainly the protesters I've spoken to say, look, there is such feeling of discontent here in Britain, because of course our recession here is really bad. There are people really feeling the pinch of the credit crunch here. The housing market is struggling in the same way that it is in the US. There are lots of people deeply concerned about their job, and they blame the bankers, they blame the financial institutions. So there is a feeling of ill will, and I think we may well see some of that ill will taken out on the city, the financial heart of London today. Whether or not it achieves anything, well, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Well, certainly at the very least, a letting off of steam is likely to be very visually apparent there in London. The BBC's Jack Izzard on the streets of London today. He's a presenter for the BBC Today program. He's following the protests there in London.